are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so we're talking in our Parenting with Purpose segment. We're talking about being the only girl. We're going to be joined by Dr. Catherine Kandawira Simbo. We're just waiting to connect with her. Now, whether it's the boardroom, the pulpit, or the football pitch, many girls know what it feels like to be the only one. But being outnumbered doesn't necessarily mean being outmatched. And so today we want to celebrate the trailblazing girls who don't just survive the challenge. They redefine the game. They thrive and they open doors for others as well. All right. And so as we get ready to connect with her, I want to hear from you what you think about, you know, some of the pressures that come with being the only girl in a male-dominated environment. I believe we have Dr. Catherine on the line now. Dr. Catherine Kandawira Simbo. Hello. Good morning, ma'am.
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning.
All right. We're so grateful to have you joining us this morning. And we're having a very interesting conversation here. Our discussion is about, you know, being in the minority, being one of the only ones, or if not the only one, the only girl in a male-dominated environment. What do you think are some of the silent pressures that come with being the only girl in a male-dominated environment?
So, thank you. There are a number of pressures that can come with that. Mm-hmm. For instance, you are the only girl in the family, and there is school, mm-hmm. there is homework to be done. Mm-hmm. Culturally and traditionally, we have roles for women and for boys. So the girl will be required to do the chores around the home. Mm-hmm. First, before she does her homework, the male, yes, will be also expected to do some male chores, but you find that the girl chores are more than those of the male. They run throughout the day, cooking, cleaning dishes, cleaning the house. The male may have their chores, but they'll be done, and then they'll be able to have a lot of time for their homework. Even that is maybe a silent pressure, because traditionally the girl understands I'm supposed to do all these things. And she can't voice out to say, but both of us are in grade 7 mm-hmm. with my brother. Both of us should pass. But he has more time to study than I have. So this will be a silent pressure, which she may not voice out, but it is there. And another pressure that might be there, even apart from just studying, is that there are certain jobs that traditionally, culturally, we have grown up to think that these are for males, these are for girls. And even if the girl feels that she has this talent for a certain type of job that is normally acceptable only for males, she'll have that silent pressure because she thinks she can make it, but then culturally, they will not allow her. Mm. She says, I want to be a boxer. I want to be a footballer. Yes. They cannot even entertain at all. So she'll have that silent pressure, which may not voice out, because culturally, traditionally, we have these roles that the girl has their own chores, the boy has their own chores. Mm. And she may even be the only one in the family, but then she cannot... she's not on an equal footing with the other members of the family who may be males. Mm. Even at work, the same. You find that now it is changing, but slowly, slowly changing. You find that you have a female and a male, same qualifications, but you find that certain jobs, because we think it's only the males who can do better at them, even in the interviews, the male will be given more preference than the girl. Mm-hmm. So there are all those silent pressures that are always there because of being probably the only female in that company, maybe, and there are all males around you, and they don't think that you can also do it, whatever they are doing. You can also be the leader of that company. Mm, mm, mm.
And how do you think that girls can develop confidence without feeling the need to prove themselves constantly because of those pressures, because of those ideas that society might have of what a girl is or is not capable of? How can they still develop that confidence in the midst of all of that?
Thank you. So it's possible for the females, the girls, the women, it should start when they're still young as girls, because it's biblical that girls, boys, males, females, we are made in the image of God, and we complement each other. So when God created Adam and then created Eve to be a mate, help mate for him, so that they could complement each other. See, it didn't create the woman to be less than the male, or to be, or to be the servant, or to be sent around. No, no. Biologically, everything is similar, apart from the fact that the sexes are different. One is male, one is female. Yeah. Everything else is the same. And now that's when we're understanding that. And yet it's there in the Bible. So if somebody believes in the Bible from the time they are young, that I am the same as my brother, but I'm a girl, he's a man, but I can do whatever he can do because God has given me the same ability, the same brain to think, just like my brother can think, it will help them to have that confidence, to know that they are not inferior. They are not less good or less capable of doing everything that the other person is able to do. So it starts from understanding and believing that chemically, biologically, we are the same. But because of the different sexes, of course, society will define the roles that each one must do. But that doesn't mean that we should just, I should just be a housewife because culturally, traditionally, that's what I'm supposed to do. No, I can do everything that the other sex is able to do. But it should start from when we are young, understanding, believing that I have the same capability. God has given me the same brain to think and to be able to do what the other person can do.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. And what's the difference, do you think, between adapting to a space and compromising your identity? Because sometimes I think that seems to be the challenge. Like, I'm trying to adapt to the space, or I'm actually compromising on things that I believe in, things that make me who I am. Maybe sometimes a woman actually starts acting like a man to show that she belongs, or to show that, you know, she knows what she's doing. How do we avoid doing that, but rather just adapt to that space?
Yes, and that is very, very common, where you find that girls or women start to compromise because they cannot adapt to the space. And that goes back to what I was saying, that they have not understood that they are not inferior to the opposite sex. They're not inferior. So once they don't understand that, they don't have that background, then as they are growing up, they will try to compromise. For example, they will start to behave and to look like a man in order to be acceptable.
Yeah.
I watched a sad documentary where there is an organization that tries to bring young men, young women who have gone into drugs. And so they were interviewing somebody who has now come out of that. And she was saying that, you know, growing up, I was abused as a girl. So to defend myself, I started taking drugs so that I can be tough, so that I can behave like the men, and then I won't be abused. So it was a feeling of inferiority. But then she had to defend herself, and that was the only way she knew of defending herself. Be like a man, take into drugs, dress like a man, and look like a man to put up this. But then it's not real, because you're just putting it up because you want to compromise what you are in order to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So it means that we don't have to compromise. Once we understand that we are not less to the other sex, but we can do as they are, we don't have to compromise. Mm-hmm. Just the way we are as a female, we can still make it. We can still do what they're able to do, and we can succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And we see, yeah, this happening now more and more.
Yeah, that's very true. Sure. And, you know, as we continue with the conversation, let's look now to the Bible. What are some, or who are some biblical examples of women who work through those male-dominated roles? And then we can also look at some modern examples as well.
Okay, so in the Bible, we have some examples of women who did not feel inferior because they were women, and They succeeded in whatever they are doing. Dorcas comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
She was just making clothes, sewing, and helping people who didn't have enough. We read about her today because she succeeded in whatever she was as a woman and doing the best she could with her talents. That's why we read about her. And she impacted so many people in her environment. And even now, we read about her works because she was successful. There's also a woman, her name was gone in the book of Judges. Is it Deborah?
Yes.
Deborah, yes. She was able to make the right decision at the right time as a woman when Israel was involved in war. And we find that they were not defeated. They succeeded because as a woman, she didn't sit back to say, oh, I'm only a woman. What can I do? But she made the right decision that needed to be made at that time. And we find that the whole nation was saved.
Mm.
And we also have others. I think of Esther because of her courage. As a woman married to the king, she was not supposed to go to the king if she hadn't been invited. And she could have stuck to that role to say, oh, I haven't been invited. So, God will save us. If he wants to save us, let us perish. No. She became courageous and she spoke out and she went to the king and she was able to save the nation of Israel, because she took up this courageous role, which is rare in women. Her position was to just wait until when the king calls her as a woman, as a wife. But she defied that and she did what was not common. She had that courage. And of course, because she believed in God, and she believed that even if she was a woman, she could save her people. And indeed, her people we are saved because of her.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. And in the modern day, any examples that you can think of?
Yes, in the modern day, the first thing that comes to my mind is presidents of countries.
Mm.
Commonly, we have taken it that is for men. Men.
Yeah.
Men should do politics, and men should become presidents and rule countries. Now we have females,
mm-hmm.
and they have done us proud. We have the first female president in Africa was the president for Sierra. Is it Sierra Leone?
I'm not sure.
Or was it Senegal? Or was it Senegal?
But
now we have more of them coming up, like Namibia, mm-hmm. the president is a female.
Mm.
And so we find that now things are changing. What would have thought that it's only males who should do, even females are able to do that. A lot of business executives, big successful organization, even banks, we have even our own females who have led banks in Zambia. And I think of Mizinga Melu, she has been the leader of the Absa Bank in Zambia as a female for some time, and many, many others. Beautiful. So yeah. Women are now coming up also. They have understood that they can do what men can do. They don't have less brains at all, and they have been successful. Even sports like football, other sports, we find females taking up these sports, even boxing. What would have been thought as a taboo in the past, but now females are coming up and they are becoming successful.
Interesting. Now, I just pulled it up. The first female president in Africa, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, is a Liberian politician who served as the 24th president of Liberia from 2006 to 2018. She was the first elected female head of state in Africa. That's according to...
Yes, Liberia.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes, I missed the country. I was saying Sierra Leone, so it's Liberia, not Sierra Leone.
Now, what role can mentors and allies play in helping girls to succeed in some of these spaces?
So mentors of young girls have a lot to play. As the girls are growing up, to be able to understand that, yes, they're different because of the sex from males, but everything else is the same, apart from the sex. To understand, and that they should be able not to feel inferior as they are growing up, to say, oh, I can't be a business executive, oh, I can't do this, oh, I can't do this because I am a female. No, they should be able to succeed in a lot of things because they have the same brain capacity that the other one has. And so it's important for those mentoring young girls as they are growing up, they should grow up knowing and believing that in God's eyes, males and females are equal.
Yeah.
Despite having different roles, that females, of course, will bring up children, males can't. But in terms of thinking, in terms of succeeding academically as well as in function, they are not inferior at all.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming through, Dr. Catherine. Before I let you go, maybe some words of encouragement for a young woman out there who's finding herself in a male-dominated area, or who is aspiring to a job that's not really common among women. Any words of advice or encouragement that you might be able to share for such a person?
My words of encouragement to that person is that they should not give up. They should continue, and especially believing in God, trusting God helps. They may be trampled upon because they are female at their place of work. They are the only ones. They should not give up because it's their God-given ability to be where they are and to strive and to succeed. They should not try to compromise. No, they shouldn't. Because they can still succeed as a female. They have the same capability. They shouldn't give up. But trust in God and prayerfully continue to adapt in that space and not to compromise.
Right. Beautiful. Well, Thank you so much. I think we can wrap it up right there. And I look forward to connecting with you again on Thursday as we continue on with some beautiful lessons in line with raising our daughters and our young sisters out there. But God bless you so much. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Bye. See you Thursday.
All right.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.